Hi, I am Steve Rudnicki, your host, and welcome to the second APICS Mid-Carolina Chapter podcast. We are providing this podcast as an alternative method to provide PDMs, professional development meetings, to our members. The podcast will discuss a variety of topics and relate them to the APICS body of knowledge. We hope you enjoy this podcast and continue to listen. On February 1, the Mid-Carolina APICS chapter collaborated with the local ISM chapter and enjoyed a tour of the BOMAG America's facility in Ridgeway, South Carolina. BOMAG America is one of the many companies that make up a line of paving equipment owned by the Fayat Group, F-A-Y-A-T, for those who want to look that up. It's an international company. The tour was interesting in that basically three businesses are operated out of the facility, each with a unique challenge. The first business is the assembly of the Cedar Rapids line of road pavers. The second business is the distribution of all the other size and brands of the Fayat line of paving equipment. And the third business is a spare parts business for operating equipment in North America. I will first describe the core body of knowledge principles that affect all three businesses, and then discuss the unique aspects of the businesses. So hold on. First, as one would suspect, the paver business is seasonal, and springtime is the peak. Once old man winter passes, there is plenty of opportunity for paving, and the weather is at a temperature that accommodates the process. And customers do not want to wait for equipment or spare parts. To further complicate the equation, BOMAG products are distributed through a dealership network, but the network is not exclusive to BOMAG. Being a niche product, they are in a group of products the dealer network offers, with Komatsu construction equipment being the lead product. Well, that is where the three business similarities end. So let's dive in. The paver assembly business is a make-to-order business. While the equipment and options list are already engineered, customers can get pretty creative as to the final configuration. Hence, one cannot use make-to-stock. Thus, the business can be considered as low volume and high mix. And BOMAG purchases all the parts for assembly, with 99% of them coming from U.S. suppliers. However, the lead time for those parts can range from 7 to 350 days, and BOMAG works with up to 700 suppliers for both production parts and service parts. So they are a niche customer with low volume to their many suppliers. The factory, while using a make-to-order philosophy, also has a 12-month rolling forecast for parts ordering purposes. Of course, if the forecast falls short, the inventory remains in parts form, and is not as a finished paver. So poor forecast accuracy can really increase parts inventory. No order is released for assembly until all the parts are available. Assembly takes about 5 weeks, and the factory likes to have a firm 90-day schedule. But with part lead times up to 350 days, sometimes parts supply can get tight. So a poor forecast accuracy can also lead to sourcing scrambling to get parts in just to meet the assembly schedule. Finally, once complete, those pavers may require special permitting for the trucking to the customer. So outbound logistics is handled by a third party, 3PL, and with the current trucking shortage, that can really lead to challenges as well. So much for business one. How about the distribution business of the other products? During our visit, we looked at the backfield where the spring inventory of other pavers was on display. Since they are made globally by the Fayat Group, they get imported into Ridgeway through the Port of Charleston, in mostly a complete form. Since they are in containers, things like roll cages are not attached and allow them to fit into the container. BOMAG America performs the dealer prep operations of putting on those accessories and any other options, including detailing, such as applying a rental company or construction company branding on the unit. Further, the inbound logistics of those containers from Charleston is also handled by that same 3PL. As you may have concluded, orders are placed with a make-to-stock philosophy because if the customer wants one of the smaller pavers than the Cedar Rapids line, it better already be in the U.S. or the customer will buy elsewhere and the sale is lost. So both the risk of finished goods inventory and missed sales means that a rolling 12-month forecast is closely monitored for changes. Business two in the books. Finally, the service business is entirely reactive. And remember, when a piece of equipment goes down, it could stop an entire construction project and crew, not just the paver. Forecasting of the parts usage is done at Fayette headquarters globally and updated monthly at each of the global sites. The delivery metric used is whether the needed part is on the shelf and shipping that day. To help facilitate this, BOMAG America created a bullseye part strategy that was shared with us, which had different stocking strategies for the 65% core parts, the 11% strategic X and Y parts, the 21% strategic Z parts, and the 3% inactive, but note I did not say obsolete, parts. They make about 200 shipments a month of spare parts. One of the other really interesting things we learned about spare part shipping is that BOMAG replaced their use of bubble wrap with crinkled paper, which is recyclable, and the paper rolls take up much less space than the boxes of bubble wrap did. Thanks for listening, and hope to see you on our next tour.